Good morning to you. And it's good to have you with us. We're here on the radio until 11 o'clock, as always, a packed programme. On today's programme, we're going to be talking about World COPD Day. Every year we do mention the issue of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. COPD is called. And today is National COPD Awareness Day, or indeed I think it may be an international event at this stage. And every year we catch up briefly with Michael McGlone, our good friend in Sligo, because Michael suffers from COPD. It isn't, in fact, World COPD Day. And Michael is on the line now in Sligo. Michael, how are you?
Good morning, Tommy.
How are you keeping?
Not too bad, apart from a little wheeze here now.
Yeah. Every time we speak to you, Michael, every year at this time, just to sort of let listeners know where things are going, basically your difficulty is you've got chronic breathing problems.
Correct.
And you still have to have the oxygen all the time?
That's right, 24 hours.
24 hours. How's your condition, say, been in the last 6 months?
Well, it's a progressive disease, so I'm sure with a spirometry test I would have... My function would have decreased again in the evening 12 months. And like the difficulty is you can get the air in, but the difficulty is in getting it out.
Transplants, are they of any use to you?
They certainly would, yes. I have been recommended for one. But
A lung transplant?
For a lung transplant, yeah.
And are you on a waiting list?
I'm not on the list. I'm on an evaluation list. You have to be evaluated first and then later transferred to the main list.
You were, I know well, Michael McGlone, a very heavy smoker.
Hands up, I was.
Was it a 40 a day, man, or more?
Well, you can add more to it, yes.
Yeah. You don't smoke now?
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah.
No.
So you have, I suppose, all the symptoms. You've got the coughing, the shortness of breath.
Correct.
I mean, are there times every day, Michael, when you just feel you cannot breathe?
There are, yeah. There's no two patients alike. And sometimes morning is a very bad time for some patients. Mine is afternoon and evening, and going on later on in the night time. That's when I would find it really difficult to breathe or even speak at times.
Are there any medical advances at all since we spoke last year?
There are quite a few. There's new drugs being tested now by the FDA in America, but I haven't any information on them. And I think there's a university in Scotland that are trying out some new drugs. We're always hoping that stem cell research will come into play, even though there are some objections to it.
Well, I know you wouldn't have if you thought it was going to save your life.
I certainly would not, no. Yeah. Certainly would not.
So, a typical day now in the life of Michael McGlone, I mean, are you able to do anything when you get up?
Well, I get up pretty early because the sleep is broken. You don't get much sleep, as I'm sure all the other patients out there are aware of. I would get up now sometime, we say, 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, and I would come down and go on my nebulizer and try and get a bit of air back into me and whatnot, and take my medication, and then I'd relax a while on the internet reading emails from the support group that I joined out in America and do a bit of correspondence there.
And would you be able to do anything that we all take for granted, like going for a walk?
I wouldn't get too far, Tommy. No, I'm afraid I'd have to go back to the wheelchair if I was going a very long journey. You know,
do you find the days long?
The days are terrible long.
Yeah, because you were a very active man.
That's correct.
Very active.
Yeah. They are very long, yeah.
Yeah, I know you've got Phil there with you as well.
I have indeed.
I'll have a quick word with Phil and then I'll come back to you, Michael, for a wrap-up in just a second. But it is World Chronic Obstructive Pulmonary Disease Day, and Phil is a respiratory nurse. Phil, how are you?
Oh, good morning, Tommy. It's that time of year again.
It is. Are you seeing more and more new faces?
Indeed. Yes, indeed. And today is an opportunity, really, excuse me, for people who have mostly smokers who have a history of cough and shortness of breath that sometimes they put down maybe to the aging process or whatever. But today is an opportunity for people who have any of those symptoms to come along to the Tesco Arcade in Sligo, where we will be giving information, myself, Moira, the other respiratory nurse, and our technician, and Robert, our physiotherapist in the hospital, will be on hand to give information on COPD and also to do a quick spirometry test. Also, we will be able to give some information on how to access smoking cessation groups. and some therapy there. So it's an ideal opportunity really for people who have any of those symptoms, and particularly smokers or ex-smokers who are having difficulty with breathing, to come along and be checked out.
But Phil, is it fair to say that the majority, if not nearly all, of the patients coming to you there currently are either ex-smokers or present smokers?
Yes, I think, yes, that would be accepted, that the majority of people with COPD would. But also you would see people maybe who would have had maybe asthma that wasn't diagnosed, maybe are properly treated, who would end up maybe with some obstructive patterns in their airways. So it's not all the smokers. And I suppose in the past it was always put down as a smoking-related problem, and maybe just didn't get the same attention as it did because it was regarded as a self-inflicted illness. But, I mean, there are people out there, and there are in some cases it can be hereditary also, where there's a deficiency of an alpha-1. So it's not all the smoking, but generally speaking it is smoking-related.
Right. I was talking to Michael there about any advances or any light at the end of the tunnel for Michael and people like him, but I know that medical research is ongoing, but nothing has come up of particular note, has there?
No, nothing really. And I suppose, you know, where we would sort of tend to get involved really with people in taking control of their own and managing their own symptoms, and our pulmonary rehab program in Sligo General under Dr. McKenna, we have a team there who actually work with people to educate them on their illness and to try and help them to get the best benefit from the treatment that they're on. And it's an exercise program, and in actual fact we're having very good success with that at the moment. It's a 12-week program, and exercise alone, and just, you know, maybe a change of lifestyle, it might be diet, extra exercise, can make a huge difference for these people. So that's something that's very positive, and that is available and is happening.
Okay, fair enough. Well, Phil, keep up the good work. So today down, did you say, at the Tesco?
In the Tesco Arcade.
Arcade,
yes.
Yeah, people can go along and get themselves checked out, is
indeed,
that it?
Indeed, and get any information. And also, there's this, Michael has a COPD support website that we can give people information on as well.
Okay, listen, Phil, nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Tommy.
And you might just put Michael back to me for
indeed
a second.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. That's Phil, the respiratory nurse. Yes, Michael. The website, just by the way, if there is people out there who do suffer from this or want to know more, what's the website, Michael?
Well, it's a website I set up. There's actually, probably people are well aware there was no website in Ireland at all, you know. So I decided to build my own one, and it's online now at www.copdsupport.ie.
Okay, copdsupport.ie.
Yeah.
Are you over the panic stage now when you find that you've no breath?
Yes, I know, and that's, I can refer back to, as Phil says there, they have a pulmonary rehabilitation in Sligo General Hospital, and that's exactly where you learn how to cope, you know, to control your breathing. You get a one-to-one exercise, which is totally different to the ordinary physiotherapy, where you go in there and you spend maybe 20 minutes on a treadmill or whatever, whereas you're assessed at the beginning of the 12 weeks, and you get a one-to-one exercise, it may be only for a minute, but at least it's worked out for yourself, and you learn to control your breathing, and you have less panic attacks and all that.
Great. Well, look, Michael, keep well. That's all we can say.
Before I go, could I mention there that Ursula, the respiratory nurse in the Mayo General, she has already started from 10 o'clock. It's in the foyer of the hospital there. From 10 o'clock until 4 this evening, she is carrying out the same spirometry tests, and they are giving out information as well.
As part of World COPD.
As part, yeah. But yeah, they're actually all over Ireland, but just like to mention Ursula there, she's in the foyer.
In Castlebar General. Okay, Michael, thank you so much for talking to us.
Not at all. Thanks yourself, Tom.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Michael McGlone down there in Sligo, and thanks to Phil as well, the respiratory nurse.